Welcome to Midsummer. I checked on the calendar. It is Midsummer. Not so much. This is our celebration of the summer solstice, and around the world on this day, we celebrate the sun. This is the longest day of the year, and the sun is at its peak. Here, though, in the Pacific Northwest, it isn't always sunny. We're often asked to bring on the summer solstice, we often are asked, bring something into the light, something you want to let go of, something that is holding you back. Write it down. Put it out there. What is keeping you from being the complete and authentic you? Hold it up to the light of the summer solstice and see what it is and how it's holding you back. I've spent most of this year fighting a major illness in my lungs. It has left me weak, tired, dejected, not feeling good about who I am or where I am. On each of our Sabbats, or the sacred days on our Earth calendar, I decided that was the day. That was the day I was going to feel better. I was going to be well. I was going to be better. As each of those days came, each of those days went, I didn't feel better. I felt the same, or on some days worse. I felt tired, defeated. And I would berate myself. If I worked harder, I could be back to what I was before I found out I was very ill. My doctors said to me, my family, my friends, they reminded me, you are getting better, but you need to take time. You need to be kind to yourself and let yourself heal. I couldn't hear that. I couldn't hear them because there was someone else, someone much louder, who kept reminding me, if you just work harder, if you just did a little more, if you just ignored that you were tired and you were sad, you'd be fine. Each time I had to say no, that same person told me that saying no was being weak. And that eventually, if I kept saying no, people would stop believing I could do anything. And people would stop asking me to do anything. Then a day came when a friend had a personal crisis, and she called and said, I have to say no to helping. I have to step back. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. Step back. Take time. Don't worry. Be kind to yourself. We got this. We can do this without you. You take time for yourself. That night I realized what I had said. Why could I say that to my friend and believe it wholeheartedly, that there was nothing wrong with her stepping back, being calm, taking time for herself? That was what she needed to do, and that was a good thing. But why was there still somebody telling me, that's not okay. You need to do more. You need to be more. You need to just suck it up, buttercup. Who was it? And how did I tell them to stop? First, I had to acknowledge who it was. It was me. It was my voice, and only I could hear it, and only I needed to acknowledge it. Now the question becomes, how do you shut yourself up? It's very easy to shut up someone else. How do you shut yourself up? I went back to my earth-based teachings. Beltane had just passed. Beltane, right around the 1st of May, all the flowers. The summer solstice was coming up, and we were going to do this service. And I knew what it was time to do. It was time to bring the light to that voice. bring it out into the light for what it was. Now, there's a small problem when you base a ritual on light in June in the Pacific Northwest. The problem is, it's not always light like that. Then I remembered my mom. I grew up here in the Pacific Northwest, and my mom understood one thing. Summer was for puddles, and puddles were for jumping in. And that no matter how many clouds or how many puddles, the sun was still there. It didn't go away. It was still there. So in around the world, when we celebrate the sun, we do that here as well. Because here in the Pacific Northwest, we know something that the world may have forgotten. No matter what, the sun is always there. Believe it or not, even on the cloudiest of days, the sun is there. And at this time of the summer solstice, it's at its peak. And we get our longest day of the year, our day of the most light, our day of the light of power. So we're going to use that power, the power of the sun, not just to power up our homes, but to light up those voices inside of you, the voices that tell you you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, you should be more. I challenge you. Ask, is there a voice inside of you? Is that voice whispering to you? Is it shouting at you? Could you be more? Should you be more? Bring that voice into the light by telling it out loud in the light, you are wrong. And I'm not going to listen anymore. You are wrong. I am enough. I'm doing enough. I am my best and authentic me. Then walk out into the sunshine. Let that sunshine light up that light, that voice, and burn it away. Or walk out into the rain. Wash that voice away with a really good stomp in a puddle. Stand in the drizzling rain. Let it wash it away. Because here in the Pacific Northwest, what do we know? We know that the rain brings down the power of the sun. Rain is not just water. Rain is the healing power of the sun that washes over all of us. And the good news is, there will be days of sunshine, July 5th, if you're keeping track. There'll be days of sunshine for you to stand in. But there'll be days full of clouds. Walk out anyway. Walk out into the light, into the rain. Wash away the negativity that is telling you you should be more. And tell the light, I am all I should be, and my authentic self is beautiful and perfect. Everything that voice inside of you is saying should be better or more or different. Each day, walk it out into the light and saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I have a gift for you in your order of service. I am a collector of things. And I went out and collected sunbeams for you. I collect sunbeams and wishes. I collected sunbeams. These are to put on your wrist or to put into a favorite book, to hang from the mirror of your car, wherever you can see it. This is to remind you that the sun is there, the light is there, and you are just as you should be. That the voice that tells you you should be, you could be, is wrong. Because what you are and what you give and put out into the world is just enough. Go out today, stomp in the puddles. My ending is both. One says, go out today and dance in the light. Because I was prepared for the weatherman to be wrong. But we'll change it. Go out today and stomp in the puddles.